Good evening, Veer.
Agape love.
Good evening there, everyone, and Blog Talk Radio land. To God be all the glory. We're so glad that you tuned in to be with us on tonight, and we definitely invite you to call in, listen in. You can reach me at, you can listen in at area code 347-994-3840, area code 347-994-3840. And also, you can call in. And you can log in, at www.blogtalkradio.com/omega-ministry-group and look for the show. You will see it. What is your vision? Keeping it real with Dr. William Hill. God bless you and thank you for your prayers, your love, and support. And there's a direct word that the Lord has to be spoken into the atmosphere on tonight. That I am confident that will be a blessing to you as we go through this journey in terms of what is your vision. So on tonight, to get the information that we've talked about on the last few shows, definitely go to the website, again, www.blogtalkradio.com/omega-ministry-group to pull up archive broadcasts, and there you will be able to catch up and to follow along with us on tonight. And there are times and seasons that God gives a direct word to be spoken. So on tonight, our lesson, our format will be that in terms of sharing this information, and then we will resume our interactive format on Tuesday, February the 5th. Tuesday, February the 5th, we'll be on a one-week hiatus as we work through some technical changes and that are going on with Blog Talk Radio. We're working through those technical changes. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. And we want, in terms of making sure that we have an excellent format to be able to serve you in the fullest capacity as possible too, as well. So again, we will not be on the air on next Tuesday. We will resume on Tuesday, February the 5th, 2012. And we invite you to listen in and share with us at that particular point in time. And I'm so excited about what it is that God has spoken to me and charged me with the responsibility of speaking it to his people too as well. Amen. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, thanking you, God, for you just being an awesome God. We thank you, God, that you're marvelous in all your works and wondrous in all your ways. We thank you, God, that you've created us on purpose for such a time as this. And that, God, that we thank you, God, for all that you've commanded and commissioned for us to do. And that, God, that we just go forth and we bind spirits of fear, rebellion, procrastination, stagnation, and any other thing that's hindering your people from going forth with the vision that you've given them. We decree and declare that visions are being revised, resurrected, and revived by you for such a time as this. We thank you for this year of divine restoration. We thank you for this year, God, as we run to win. We do it deliberately. We do it with passion, and we do it with purpose to please you in all that we do and all that we say. For your glory, all for your glory and for our testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm so excited, everyone who's listening on tonight, because at this moment, whether you realize it or not, God is writing a new chapter in your life, that the half has not been told, the story is not over, it is just beginning. And I declare in your life, the best is yet to come. We spent a lot in the past few weeks talking about this whole subject in terms of vision and coming from the book of Habakkuk, the second chapter, where Habakkuk lays out his complaint and before the Lord, and then the Lord answers Habakkuk in terms of what it is that he put before the Lord in a complaint. In his complaint, there was compassion too as well, and we see that God had compassion on him in terms of responding to him in terms of this conversation that he had with the Lord based upon the conditions of the land and based upon the things that he was dealing with at that particular point in time. Go back and read that whole second chapter of the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament. It will definitely be a blessing to your soul, and share Christ with someone on tonight. Amen. So on tonight, we want to talk about the eye. We've talked a lot about vision, the foundation. We've laid a foundation, I believe, that can give us a running start for where we want to go to now as well. And when we look at that word vision, we have V-I-S-I-O-N. V-I-S-I-O-N. And that six letters word, a very short word in English vernacular, in English language, but a very powerful word. It's power, and that word vision is a little bit beneath the most powerful word that we have in the English vernacular that I believe is the word love, that four-letter word when it talks about love and how to love and what is love. And Jesus speaks volumes about that. God speaks volumes about that, and Jesus does too as well throughout the course of the Bible too also. So in terms of that, and so you have to have love. You have to love what it is that you're doing. I heard someone on a cooking show over the weekend said that when he cooks, that it's not just cooking on the grill, but he's cooking with love. And he said good food infused with love that's put in it, that it makes the food taste a whole lot better too as well. And so that was so very powerful. And so we have to have that as it relates to what we're talking about as it relates to vision too as well. So we want to talk about in terms of investment. I'll write that down, investment. How are you investing in the vision that God has given you? What investments are you making? What investments are you making personally? What investments are you making professionally? And then what investments are you making publicly too as well? Investments personally, professionally, and publicly too as well. We want to deal with that from this one passage of scripture that will be a jumping off point that we want to look at. If you have your Bible, and you go back and read it, read the chapter in its entirety in your own devotional time, in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 14, a very familiar and interesting passage of scripture. Now we want to look at it from this conceptual aspect of what is your vision in terms of Jesus speaking here in the book of Luke in the New Testament in the 14th chapter. And again, we're so thankful and grateful. The Bible says, give honor where honor is due. We give God thanks and praise for his loving kindness, for him being an awesome God, his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the sweet communion and the presence and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for my beautiful wife and my children, grandchildren, and family and friends, and fellow believers in the body of Christ worldwide. And I also give thanks to my pastor, Pastor Andre Landers of the Higher Living Christian Church community, as well as the founders of Omega Ministry Group, Jesse and Tammy Store. And we praise God for them, and we praise God for Mother Store, one of the matriarchs of the family, who celebrated a birthday on this past Sunday too as well. So we praise God. Her birthday was on Sunday. We commemorated and celebrated Dr. King's birthday on yesterday, as well as the inauguration of President Barack Hussein Obama, too, as well. And so definitely we pray, we lift up Mother Store in prayer, and we just wish you many, many more birthdays, and thank you so much for being a blessing to all of us and all the lives that you've touched directly and indirectly, too, as well. And we praise God for the legacy of Dr. King and for the King family and all that they have been charged to do of picking up the mantle and going forth with everything of the vision. Well, there it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The vision that this man, Dr. King, had, or is that vision and that dream being a reality each and every day across the world. And we praise God, and we lift up in prayer President Obama and his family. And we just pray that he's surrounded with wise and godly counsel. And then we just pray, you know, Father, in Jesus' name, give this man of God, this president of these United States of America, a vision which surpasses his understanding, a vision beyond what he sees in front of him. Lead him and guide him into all the right paths, and that he yields and surrenders all unto you, and that the content of his character, communication, and conduct would be relevant and prevalent in all that he does and all that he says. And Father God, we just come against any policy or any legislation that is not of you. If it's not according to your will, we pray that it is exposed and expelled, interrupted and interrogated, and removed off of the lives of the American people and this nation because of the fact that your word lets us know that we are one nation. You tell us in our foundational decrees, we're one nation under you. And so, God, if we're one nation under you, your word lets us know that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. And so, God, we just pray that all mourning in America is turned into rejoicing this year and beyond. And for your glory and for our testimony, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, Luke chapter 14, here we go. Luke chapter 14, looking at verse number 28, with regards to talking about this vision. And looking at verse number 27, Jesus says, conversely, "And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." And so Jesus, in essence, now is speaking there. In that 27th verse, we can relate that to what we've been talking about in this vein of conversation of what is your vision. And so in terms of your vision that God is giving you, that then you summarily need individuals that are willing to run with the vision that God has given you as it relates to the vision being expanded and extended for such a time as this and beyond. And I just want to speak a direct word from the Lord to those who are listening on tonight. If there is anyone around you, anyone in your organization, anyone in your sphere of influence or in your circle or what have you, BFF, however you term it, and if they are not willing to run with the vision that God has given you, if there is not oneness, can two walk together unless they agree, I admonish you, I challenge you, and I speak to you, man of God, woman of God, eliminate that individual from your circle, from your sphere of influence, because of the fact that there is much more than just you or them riding on the vision, that the vision that God is giving you will unlock doors in all areas of life for generations that will come behind you in terms of the legacy that will be told. And so you have four types of people in the world. There are people that add to you, people that multiply you, people that subtract, and people that divide. And so if anyone is subtracting or dividing from you, you need to get away from them, run, Forrest, run, away from that individual so that they will not hinder or hijack the vision that God has given you. Now, let's look a little further here in Scripture. Verse 28 says, "For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it began to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.'" Verse 31 says, "Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000, or else while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." I've read into your hearing Luke chapter 14, verses 27 through verse 33. Now let's look a little further, verses 28 through 33, if you will. So now Jesus is talking about in terms of this planning and preparation that has to be done, and in terms of talking about investment. We've taught in previous lessons about planning and preparation and taking a prognosis and the diagnosis of the vision that God has given you. How do you want to impact your city, your community, through products, through services, what have you? And we'll get into some more of that too as well. There's some more layers that we need to address from a practical application standpoint that we see that are birthed out of the Word of God. And we thank you, Jesus, for the richness of your Word, and that for you being the Word and coming in the flesh. And so we receive your Word fully into our hearts in Jesus' name. So now, verses 28 through 33 speaks intently about investment. So I want to talk about that for a moment. What are you investing in? Who are you investing in? And where are you investing in? And again, keep in mind, we talked about investment from a three-pronged approach, personally, professionally, and publicly. Bishop T.D. Jakes once said that he could take a look at a person's checkbook and he could get a summarization on the life and the character of that person just based upon their checkbook register. Very powerful and profound statement. And so I pose this question. If your checkbook register, not the checks, no one's trying to steal your identity or anything like that, but if your checkbook register was just examined on tonight to someone that you did not know, what would it say about you? What would it say about you? We ask a question parallel to this in a previous lesson. We said we talked about vision and we talked about legacy building in terms of as it relates to what will your carbon footprint speaks for you in the earth once you're gone. And it's amazing that Dr. King was still alive. He would now be 84 years old, and his words are still as vibrant today in 2012 as they were when they were spoken by him in person back in the 1960s too as well. And so when we talk about in terms of investment, I want to challenge you to invest. We should always be investing to get better, to do more, to be the very best that we can be in terms of operating in excellence. We have personal investment in terms of investing of our time, of our treasure, and of our talent as it relates to the vision that God has given us. So how many hours a day are you devoting to the vision that God has given you? How much of your talents are you lending in terms of the gifting that God has blessed you with to this vision? And then how much of your treasure are you investing directly to receive a dividend and a return on this vision, a return for this vision that God has given you? I still want to challenge you. Secondly, we invest professionally. In all kinds of ways, we invest personally. We can invest by reading books. We can invest by going to the library. We can invest by going to seminars, symposiums, conferences, retreats. We can invest by research and analysis on the internet. Wonderful tool if used properly. We can invest personally by keeping our mind sharp, keeping the mind active, and engaged, watering the brain. We can invest by eating healthy, making sure that we want to be around for the long term, looking at working out, keeping our body in shape, doing those things we need to do, knowing that our body is not ours, it's a temple of God. And so as we've given our lives to Christ, that we want to give him all of us. Because I heard someone says 99 and a half will not do, only 100. And so if we give God 100% and keep it 100, and all that we do and all that we say, that we can be the very best that God has called for us to be, not only to us, but to everyone that our vision will serve. Now, we invest professionally in terms of investing in tools and resources, in terms of tools and resources that will help advance and accelerate the vision that God has given us. And so in terms of what products or services are you investing in professionally that will help advance and accelerate your business and take that business idea, that dream that God has given you, to take it to the next level, to take it even further than where you have it right now. I was at the maternity ward on a pastoral care visit this past week, and it was just amazing to watch in terms of the various stages of delivery in the maternity ward. You have the stage where the mother is having a countdown in terms of days or hours or sometimes minutes to delivery. And then you have in terms of the delivery stage of the child, and then you have in terms of how they cleanse the child and they cut the umbilical cord and all those other kind of things. And then the child is warmed in the incubator and everything like that too as well. So the point I'm simply making is that in the birthing process and the natural, the different stages and phases. So likewise, in a vision that God has given us, that there are different stages and phases too as well. So how are you investing, carving out your niche market for the vision that God has given you from a professional standpoint too as well? And then in terms of publicly, who are you speaking to about your vision? How are you getting the story or the word out about this vision that God has given you? Because if it says it's yet for an appointed time, but if you spend the entire time of your vision just keeping it to yourself, there's a time and place for everything, as the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes. But if you're just keeping the vision to yourself, then if you keep it contained within yourself, then it cannot bless and benefit others. So it would behoove you to not allow your vision to get bloated within you, but to release it and to be able to share it with others in terms of telling the story, speaking about it, making other people aware about the vision that God has given you. And so we challenge you, everyone who's listening on tonight, to make the time to be intentional about investing in your vision. It could be something as simple as taking some notes that you've written by hand and put them in a format that you can follow along that is feasible and that is readable too as well. It could be as simple as going to your local bookstore and reading a book and just getting some nuggets or just two or three points out of that particular book. It could be as simple as, and here's a thought, instead of watching your favorite television show or sports event on tonight, to look at in terms of, there may be a channel, there is a channel whether you have dish TV or satellite or cable or what have you, or even on internet television too as well, to look at. There's a program, there's a television show somewhere out there that speaks volumes to your vision too as well. And so turn to that TV show tonight, go to that website tonight, to look at that YouTube video tonight, and be inspired to make the investment in your vision and to be able to advance to that next level, to that next dimension, again, for God's glory, all for God's glory, and then for your testimony too as well. And remember, as we've always have said, always say, that the testimony is not just for you, but it's for someone else too as well, and as it relates to your vision too also. So we invite you to email me. You can email me any questions or comments at marketplaceministries@hotmail.com, marketplaceministries@hotmail.com. And also, again, you can listen in at 347 area code 994-3840, 347-994-3840. And we invite you to listen in as we're sharing on tonight. What is your vision? And we're talking about the investments too as well. And so listening and looking at that, we also invite you to get a copy. You can go to your any bookstore website to pick up a copy of my latest book release. That definitely will be a blessing to you. Pearls and Nuggets of Wisdom, Volume 1. It's Volume 1 in a three-part trilogy. And you can pick that up. You can go to www.exlibris.com, or you can go to www.amazon.com or www.barnesandnoble.com and pick up a copy of that book too as well. That will definitely be a blessing for you and for your family too as well. And if you're a business owner, make an investment on today and buy, get a copy for every one of your employees and bless them with it. And definitely, and for those who were in different type of fellowship groups, we invite you to get copies and to have that book as your book reading. If you have any book reading clubs that you are members of, or any fraternities or sororities too as well, we invite you to get that word out, circulate it throughout those groups and organizations too as well, and it will be a blessing to you also. Any church groups, that would be a great book for any for your small groups in your churches, within your particular ministries, outreach ministries, discipleship ministries, evangelism ministries, et cetera, the whole nine yards too as well. So we invite you to, again, to go to the website, go to any one of those websites, www.exlibris.com, www.amazon.com, or www.barnesandnoble.com too as well. And again, the name of the book is Pearls and Nuggets, Volume 1, Pearls and Nuggets of Wisdom, Volume 1, Pearls and Nuggets of Wisdom, Volume 1, by Dr. William Hill. And God bless you, and I thank you in advance for your support, for your love, and for your prayers. Also, again, to get more information about Omega Ministry Group, definitely excited to be a part of all that God is doing in the kingdom for such time as this. You can go to www.omegaministrygroup.com to find out more information about the products and services and the different ministry broadcasts that are listed on Omega Ministry Group. That will definitely be a blessing to you and to your family too as well. And definitely their information you can get about all of the resources, the products, offerings, shirts, coffee mugs, pens, all of that great paraphernalia that can definitely be visible images, speak volumes as it relates to the kingdom work of Omega Ministry Group too as well. You can read about the store family and about how this vision for Omega Ministry Group was birthed. That will definitely bless you too as well. And also, you can sow a seed to contribute to the ongoing and expanded work that God has for Omega Ministry Group to travel and to encompass the world with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And again, www.omegaministrygroup.com. And I believe, one of my spiritual mentors says this all the time, what you make happen in the life of someone else, God will make happen for you. Amen. Now, back to what we're talking about on tonight. What is your vision? Talking about this whole aspect of investment. And we talked about investment of time, of talent, of treasure. We've talked about investment personally, professionally, and publicly, too, as well. And so we want to challenge someone tonight, and there's a direct word from the Lord to write this down as it relates to investment. Take all of the excuses off of the table. Take all of the excuses off of the table. Let this be the year where there are no more excuses, that you do all you can, and God will do what you cannot do as we walk by faith and not by sight. We do all we can. God will do what we cannot as we walk by faith and not by sight. And with every vision, there is provision. And if you take a leap of faith, I guarantee you that God will meet you at your point of leaping and provide you with everything that you need to make it the remainder and the rest of the way. Amen, somebody. So, now let's talk about this whole aspect. One final thought on terms of as it relates to this investment. I want to talk about change. What are you prepared to change, to do differently, to invest, to make the necessary investments in your vision that God has given you to get to the next level and to the next dimension for God's glory and for your testimony, for you and for the blessing and the benefit of someone else, too, as well. Someone once said that change is necessary. Change is necessary. So change is necessary to gain, and I agree with that. And that change is something that is needed, but that all change is not good change, too, as well. So we're talking about change from a positive, productive, and progressive aspect. To change, we change biblically to conform to the image of Christ. We change in business to adapt to the diversity of the changing of the market, the changing of trends in terms of consumer interest, likes, peaks. You have highs, you have lows, you have your quarterly analysis, you have your various quarterly reports in terms of sales, of profits, of loss. All those other kind of things, too, as well, your revenue projections, your net income, your loss and deficits, and everything like that, too, as well. So and we're going to get into a lot of business terminology. We have some wonderful guests that are going to bless you as we go along in the upcoming months for the first quarter of 2013, speaking directly, even more extensively from a practical standpoint as it relates to what is your vision expanding and extending for such a time as this? Seeing beyond the scope of your visual apparatus is in terms of what we're talking about on tonight, in terms of investing in your vision, investing not for just a short term, but investing for the long term, too, as well. So what are some short-term changes that you need to make that can yield some immediate results? And then what are some long-term changes that you need to make that can yield some long-term changes to as well? And so and we want to talk about this whole aspect of change. I wrote a poem about change, and I definitely will get that and read that into your hearing too as well. Matter of fact, if you email me, I want to offer that to you free of charge, and you want to reserve in all intellectual property rights and everything like that too as well. So I want to make that poem available to you free of charge. It's not in the book, but it is some great stuff in the book that will bless you. Again, the book is Pearls and Nuggets of Wisdom, Volume 1. You can get it on any internet, any bookstore, online bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million, and as well as the publishing company of the book, which is Exlibris Publishing Company, and that's spelled Xlibris. So if you'll email me at marketplaceministries@hotmail.com, marketplaceministries@hotmail.com, and just simply put in the subject line, send me the poem Change. Send me that poem entitled Change. And so if we change, then we change for the better. We change to grow. We change to expand, and we change to expound. And then we change to capitalize as it relates to maximizing the investment too as well. So maximize the moment and make investments in the vision that God has given you each and every day. Because God has called you, he's chosen you for such a time as this, and that if you do not fulfill the vision God has given you, then we don't want to be guilty of incomplete work here on earth when we stand before him in life eternal too as well. So again, we challenge you to invest in your vision, to invest personally, as we said, to invest professionally, to invest publicly too as well. And so as we pray, as we exercise our faith, and as we walk by faith and not by sight, and then as we walk in boldness and knowing that sometimes it causes us to go down uncharted waters, and sometimes everybody may not understand, but that God knows, and if he knows, then that's much better than anyone's understanding too as well. So we challenge you, my brother, my sister, in the Lord. I challenge you, whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, Midwest, North, South, East, or West, if you're here in America or across the world, no limits, no boundaries, and as we said, no more excuses. Go for it. Do all that God is calling for you to do. And I am excited about your future in the Lord. The Bible says also, finally, my brethren, that, and everyone listening on tonight in Blog Talk Radio Land, that if you receive a prophet as a prophet, then give that person a name, then give them a title, and all this other kind of stuff that we make attachments, especially here in the Western Hemisphere in America. But the Bible simply says, if you receive a prophet as a prophet, then you shall receive a prophet's reward. So I pray that you receive this direct prophetic word from the Lord, for as investing in your vision for such a time as this, and that for every need that you have, that God is able to meet all of our needs, to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. God has given all of us a space and a width and a length of time to get this these visions accomplished. And he has already lined up resources, relationships, and revenue for you to be able to do what it is that he's called for you to do. So don't let anyone stop you. And then more importantly, my brother and my sister, don't stop yourself. As you run to win, old hymn of the church said that I'm going to run on to see what the end is going to be. So to run with this vision, the vision that God has given you, and that God has given you a vision for such a time as this and beyond. And Dr. King said that as we talk about this man, his mission, and his mandate, he made many, many different quotes that we can grab hold of and learn from too as well. And one of the quotes that Dr. King said, I want to leave you with this quote. And if you have not heard it, to make an investment to get literature and materials that Dr. King that he wrote and different things that he left here and the earth for us to be able to grab hold of and to learn from too as well. Here is the quote by Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. And I'll read that again. Faith is taking the first step even when you do not see the whole staircase. God already has a staircase. Every step is already lined out for you. And so I challenge you and I admonish you on tonight, before your head hits the pillow, to make an investment, to do something every day to get you closer and closer to where it is that you desire to be in the God-given vision that God has given you. And again, I declare over your life, the best is yet to come. As you go forward, move, change, and adjust so that you make the proper investment and that you will see the proper return. God bless you. Keep the faith and keep God first in all that you do and all that you say. And as we close, I say this prayer over your life. Lord, everyone who's listening on tonight, bless them indeed and make them a blessing, that as you bless them, they will bless others too as well. With the wealth of the vision that you've given them, the wealth and the worth of the vision that you've given them for such a time as this, we decree and declare that it shall come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, my brother and my sister. Thank you for listening in on tonight. Send us a note at marketplaceministries@hotmail.com. Tell us how you were blessed on tonight. If you have any questions, send your questions. You have any comments, send your comments. Because of the fact the biggest room in my house is the room for improvement. I'm always looking to improve, to get better, and to do more for the kingdom of God for such a time as this. As God has given us the space and length and width of time, right now and at the appointed time. To God be all the glory. Again, you can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/omega-ministry-group, to get information about archive broadcasts, as well as you can go to the Omega Ministry Group website, www.omegaministrygroup.com. to get more information about Omega Ministry Group and all the products and services that they offer, and to get a copy of this phenomenal book that's sweeping the nation, you can go to www.exebris.com, barnesandnobles.com, amazon.com, booksamillion.com. And again, the title of the book is Pearls and Nuggets of Wisdom, Volume 1. Pearls and Nuggets of Wisdom, Volume 1. And also, that you can go into your local bookstore and let them know that you want to see that book on the shelves in your community too as well. And so we're believing, God, that this vision is not just going to be on the internet, but actually that you will be able to actually physically walk into bookstores around the country and around the world and pick up a copy of Pearls and Nuggets of Wisdom, Volume 1. And I praise God for you, praise God for you listening, for your support, for your love, and most importantly, for your prayers. I believe in you as you believe in God. And as we believe in God together, no limits, no boundaries. The best is yet to come. God bless you, and we will see you. We will listen to you. And as we learn and grow together in this whole aspect of what is your vision, and our next show will be on Tuesday, February the 5th. God bless you. Also, stay tuned. Coming up at the 8:30 hour, you're going to hear from a dynamic man of God, Pastor Ken. He's going to his show will be coming up at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't change that internet dial. Stay right there. Take you a break. If you want to get a cup of coffee, get some water, spend some time with the family, and come right back, or invite the family to come back to listen in at the 8:30 p.m. hour too as well for my brother in Christ, Pastor Ken, that his show will be coming up next, and it definitely would be a blessing for you too as well. God bless you until we meet again.
Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody. Well, good evening on Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Ken Frierson of the Greater Works Christian Center Church, and just so excited to be here on this Tuesday evening. We are live here on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by Omega Group, and we're just so excited to be a part of what's going on tonight, and that you will be able to enjoy the broadcast. Once again, this is Pastor Ken Frierson with the Greater Works Christian Center Church out of Swartz Creek, Michigan, and just here tonight to share the Word of God. I want to give you a number if you'd like to call in. That number is 347-994-3840. Once again, that number is 347-994-3840. You can call in on that number and share a comment, testimony, what God is laying on your heart, and we'll be more than happy to talk with you, to hear what the Lord is doing in your life. And also, you can find us on the internet. You can find us at Greater Works Christian Center Church. You can find us at grtwrkscc@aol.com. That's grtwrkscc@aol.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at grtwrkscc, grtwrkscc. And we're just so excited. If you like to go to the Facebook, you can like our Facebook page at Greater Works Christian Center Church, and just click on the like and find out and update what's going on with us. Well, praise the Lord. It's Tuesday night, and we're here to share the Word of God with you on Tuesday night. And I tell you, we're in the midst, actually, of our service. I left our service a little early tonight so that I could be a part here in sharing the Word of God with you. And so we're going to go as the Lord lead us on tonight. And I tell you, it is still going on. We're wrapping up our corporate fast, and this in this season right now, as we have committed unto the Lord 21 days, committed unto Him a tenth back to Him of the year, and so we are seeking Him for His wisdom, for His divine revelation, for His word, and we just thank God for what He is doing in our lives and the lives of His people. And so we're just so excited as we are coming to a close on this Friday, as we celebrate this corporate fast. And let me tell you what's been going on. People have been healed. People have been delivered. Breakthroughs. As a matter of fact, I left the service tonight in just a breakthrough service, and people are receiving of the Lord. And so we're just so excited about what God has in store for His people. Once again, that number, if you'd like to call, 347-994-3840, and you'll be able to share the Word of the Lord with us as we are sharing the Word of the Lord with you. Praise God. Praise God. So we just once again want to thank Omega Ministry Group for sponsoring us as we are coming to you from Swartz Creek, Michigan. We're going to get into the Word of God tonight, and I want to share with you a little bit of what God was sharing with us. And I tell you, I'm just finding this so pertinent to be able to do this, to have this time to kind of give you a rhema word, a right now, a live word. This is not something stale, but this is a fresh word from the Lord. And a lot of you may be in part of a corporate fast. Your church, a lot of churches during this time, the beginning of the year, set aside the first part of the month of January to go on a corporate fast. And you may be coming to the end of yours or wherever you are in your fasting. But one of the things that God had spoken to us, and I'm going to share this with you, is that the reason why we're fasting is that in 2013, we are believing God for the breakthrough. We are believing God for things that He'll do that's beyond our thoughts, our imaginations. It has not even entered into our heart. And so this is the year of recovery. This is the year of manifestation of God's will and plan for our lives. And so we are staying faithful, we are staying focused, and we are staying full of God's word. And so as you're coming to the end of your fast, maybe, or like I said, maybe in the middle of it, I just want to draw your attention to a few things and some of the reasons why we are fasting. And you know, you may need to have you may need for your family members to be saved and or your children protected. And, you know, are you praying for your children? You know, we should pray for our children on a daily basis. You know, my middle son was just in a car accident on yesterday. God blessed him. The angels were encamped around him. The car suffered a lot of damage. The car that was in the accident was also did not suffer much damage, but his car did. But the Lord protected him. And I really, truly believe that because we have been a part of this fast, that we have been fasting and praying and praying for our children, laying hands on them each day, that God protected him. And so I just give him all the praise, the honor, and the glory, because I know that God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine. And I'm so thankful unto the Lord for what he has done and what he is doing in the lives of our family, and I'm sure you are experiencing that same grace and mercy as well. So we need to pray for our children. We need to make sure that we anoint our children, that we speak the word of the Lord over them. Anoint their lives. And are you looking for God to anoint your life? Are you looking for God to bring a change into your life? Well, we have to do something in order to help that change come about, because God cannot do anything in the earth realm legally without the participation of someone in the earth realm. It'll be illegal for him to come in against your will and just put something on you. We know that he's a sovereign God. He can do anything but fail. But he's looking for a willing vessel, someone that will say, Lord, here am I. And so you might be looking at yourself tonight and saying, you know, I need a change. I need a new direction. I need to go on a new way. And I'll just share with you that what we are doing right now, as many other churches, fasting and praying and seeking God's face, will put a new direction in your life. It will open up a way out of no way for you. It will bring revelation. You know, when God is in it, there is no limit. When God is in it, you need to know and understand that there is no limit. And so the Bible talks about in Isaiah 58 and starting at verse number 6, and I'm just going to read a few of the scriptures here just so you can understand the point and the direction that I'm going in tonight. But it says in Isaiah 58, starting at the 6th verse, is this not the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bonds of the bands of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover them and not hide yourself from your own flesh, that your light shall break forth like the morning. Hallelujah. And your healings shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer, and you shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and the speaking of wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness. Listen, friend, I want to share with you tonight about the power of fasting and why are you fasting. And you can go no further than looking at the first few verses in Isaiah where it says, is this not the fast that I have chosen? Number one, to loose the bands of the wickedness. to loose the bands, to break free of those bands of the wickedness. Fasting loose the bands and undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free. Bands are those things that hold you back. And I want to ask you tonight, what's holding you back from moving forward in God? There's a scripture where it says in Galatians 5, verse 7, it says, "You did run well, but who hindered you that you should not obey the truth?" So notice this, that doing well is tied to obeying the truth. And the truth we know is the word of God. So one of the things that fasting will do, it will break the bonds of the wicked. It's going to take away those things that are holding you back. We want those things that have kept us from the blessing of God, kept us from the things that we desired and believe in God for, whatever has been a thorn in our flesh or that sin that so easily beset us. What is holding you back? What is holding? Is there fear? Is there fear? Remember, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He does not want his people to be fearful. He wants his people to know that they are full of power, and the power is the ability to get results, that they are full of, that they have a sound mind. A sound mind, you're not double-minded, you're not confused, you're not, unstable, but a sound mind. You know, when you have an unstable mind, you can make irrational decisions. You can make decisions based upon your emotions. You can make decisions based upon what you see or based upon what someone has said. But God wants you to have a stable mind, a strong, stable mind. So therefore, you're able to take the thoughts that God has. He said, because my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and also my ways are higher than your ways. As far as the heaven is from the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts from you. And so we understand that there could be things that are holding us back. And I ask you tonight, what's holding you back? You ran well. You started out good. I mean, you know, some of us can remember back when we first got saved, bless God, and the excitement and the joy that came along with that. And then over a period of time, you know, it just seems like things are just working, hallelujah, everything, bless God. But as you continue to grow and as you seek him and as you seek his word and as you grow in his word, And the more that you desire of him, you go to different levels, you go to different places, and God is bringing you into new realms of understanding and maturing and knowing him, then there, the trials and the tests also go up. And so sometimes when those things, you know, I often like to compare it to when you first started tithing, when you had a small job, wasn't making a lot of money. Let's say, you know, maybe it was just $100, you know, a week. So your tithe, oh, $10, this is no big deal. And then you go up to $1,000, you know, maybe a week, so you're saying, well, I got to give $100, you know. Well, man, I tell you what, now you go up to $5,000, you know, maybe every 2 weeks, or $2,500 a week or whatever. Let's say it's $5,000 every 2 weeks. Now you've gone from where you were just giving, when you were making $100, it was easy to give the $10. Now you got, now the tithe is requiring $500. Well, you started out well giving there, but as God continues to promote you, oh man, I don't know. Am I going to have enough left over? Am I going to be able to make it? Well, if you can believe God when you were giving the $10 from $100, then you have the same faith is going to be required, because the faith doesn't change, but the maturity and the growth of your faith changes. And now you're saying, God, I'm required to give more. Can I do that? Yes, you can. And so we have to understand some things hold us back because we feel that I don't know if I can do all of that. We start taking a look around at all the things that are required of us as a believer. But you have to know that you are triumphant in Christ Jesus. And as 1 John 5:4 tells us, that because Jesus has overcome the world, that we are also overcomers. And you have to remember and know and meditate in your heart and speak to yourself that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And so tonight we want to share with you about this and talk a little bit about what those bands are that's been holding you back, what's been stopping you. And so, you know, how many know that many Christians, they plant seeds of faith, but the seeds don't grow. Perhaps they're held back by bands of wickedness of their own doing. You know, only prayer and fasting can loose bands so that you can move forward in God. It's about moving forward in him, not being held back. A lot of times people say, well, it seems like I'm giving, it seems like I'm, you know, participating, I'm confessing, I'm standing on the word, but are there things that you are doing yourself that is holding yourself back? Hebrews 12:1 talks about it. It said, wherefore, seeing that we are also compassed about with such great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So in the life of every individual, there is a besetting sin that can tower like a mountain between you and God. And this sin, which does so easily beset us, it is different according to each person. So what is besetting sin to one person may not trouble another person at all. So sometimes these sins or persistent assailing evils is quite obvious to others, while in other cases it's hidden in the heart, praise God, and known only to the individuals and to God. And so there are things that everyone deal with. And we have to deal with them. We have to take them to the Lord. Psalms 55:22 says to cast our burdens, to cast our cares. We have to take whatever it is. We have to get rid of the sin. We have to repent of those sins. We have to ask God to deliver us of our sins, those besetting sins, because it is those things that maybe what we're doing, those weights that we have to lay aside, those sins that we have to, that so easily seem to hinder us, to tower over us, and stand between us and God, that we have to say, Lord, during this time of fasting and prayer, reveal those things. You know what they are. Lord, I need to be delivered of this so that I will have your best. You started out well, but who hindered you? Who hindered you? Who stopped you? Who turned around and made you, you know, not continue in the things that God has called you to do? And so the second thing that the word talks about in dealing with this is undo heavy burdens. We have to undo the heavy burdens. Fasting just doesn't get rid of burdens that God never intended for us to carry. The Hebrew word for undo is to tear off, is to violently rip off. God wants us, through our fasting, having every burden violently ripped from our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. We want it ripped from our life. A burden is something that is carried, something that is emotionally difficult to bear, a source of great worry or stress or weight. And so God does not want his people to be walking around with great worry, to be walking around with great stress, to be walking around with a feeling of weight. It's something that is emotionally difficult to bear. He said that we are to rip that off violently, the Hebrew tells us, to undo the heavy burdens. Fasting doesn't just get rid of them, but it also tears it off. And so we want God to rip those burdens and out of our lives. We want to give it to him. And he says in Psalms 55:22, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Did you hear what I just said? Cast your burdens. Cast your cares. Cast those emotional difficult things to bear. Cast those great worries or those stresses upon him. You were not intended to carry them. Did you hear what I just said? You are not made to carry emotional difficulties. You are not made to carry those type of stresses. You are not made to carry great worry. So we have to cast your burdens on the Lord. And the Bible says this, that he shall sustain you. See, a lot of times we think that we cast our cares, we cast our burdens, or that we have to somehow bear it, that we have to somehow figure it out. We have to somehow work out and work the situation out. No, God's saying, you cast this on me. Whatever that thing is, whatever that burden is, it's not bigger than I am. God can do anything but fail. That burden cannot defeat him. He said, let me take care of it because I never intended for you to carry it. So fasting, praying helps us to cast every burden on him. You may not have a job at this time. You may be going through a divorce. You may be going through difficulty on your jobs. Or you may be just having a tough financial time right now, and maybe you lost your house or different things that are going on in your life, your children, and maybe there's a loss there. God does not want you to carry those emotional difficult things. He said, turn them over to me. Praise God. I'm so glad that we can turn over every burden, every care, every emotional difficulty to the Lord because he cares for us. The other thing that talks about that what fasting will do, not only will it loose the bands of the wickedness, the bonds of the wickedness, not only will it undo heavy burdens, but it also will let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. And the Hebrew word here refers to it as being a cracking, like a crack in a vase. People who feel they are cracking up, people who feel that there's a crack in their foundation, they feel oppressed, or they have been wounded deeply, and there's this breaking, there's this crack there. A lot of times you hear them being called like walking wounded. Something has happened, and it has oppressed them. And well, fasting and praying will help you to go free of that oppression. Praise God. That's good news. God does not want you to be oppressed. Things did not work out the way that you thought that they would. You believed that, you had all your plans lined up and everything was intact. And, well, then the market fell out and the money went away. You lost money and things are just not going your way, and so you feel oppressed now. You didn't get the job that you wanted, and so you feel oppressed now. The relationship, the spouse, the husband, maybe there's some infidelity or some things that have happened, and now you're oppressed. You don't know why this would happen. Why would they do this to me? Why is this going on? And it brings on oppression, and then that oppression opens the door for the enemy to come in and to continue to try to press you down, to oppress you, and then to depress you. And so the Bible lets us know that Satan's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we have to be very careful about that, because it will lead us into a separation when you have oppression. You'll pull away, you'll pull back from people. God does not want you to isolate, to separate yourself. Satan wants you to isolate yourself from the Word, isolate yourself from believers that are strong in the Lord and trying to come in agreement with you and help to pray you through. God does not want you to isolate yourself. The enemy wants that, because if he can get you isolated, then he can talk to you. He can begin to tell you, well, nobody cares about you. Nobody loves you. This will never work out. Why does this always happen to you? Why are you going you're no good, and just begin to come in and try to tear down your confidence, tear down your self-esteem, tear you down personally. And so we have to understand, when that oppression comes, that the Word of God, we begin to pray, we begin to fast, because God does not want us to be oppressed. One of the other things that fasting would do, it talks about here in Isaiah 58:6-12, but that it will break yokes. yokes are bondages or bad habits that you cannot seem to break. Fasting will do this. Fasting will break the yoke. Bad habits. You may have bad habits, things that are going on, things that you're doing, things that maybe overeating, eating the wrong foods, smoking, different things not taking care of the temple, for the body is the temple of the Lord. Fasting will break these bad habits. It will break yokes. Yokes are bondages that, from the natural perspective, that we can't get out of, we feel we cannot get out of. But fasting will do that for you. Praise God. I tell you, this is really exciting tonight as I'm sharing this word with you. I hope that you are receiving this word tonight, because God wants you to know and understand that during this time, that his plan that he has for you, that is a good plan, and the thoughts that he thinks towards you, they are good and not of evil. And so we have to know and understand and believe, and as we are operating in God and in the things of God, that he will deliver us, that he will set us free, that he will bring us out, that he will open the door and make a way out of no way. We have to trust him. We have to get rid of the things, get rid of those things that easily beset us, the sin that so easily beset us. We have to press our way and deny ourselves. It talks about it in that scripture where it talks about afflicting. You know, we have to sacrifice, afflict ourselves, you know. That's what we're doing right now during this time, by keeping ourselves from eating meat or whatever it is that you're fast, that you have chosen to do. You are now in that process where you are making a sacrifice because you want to know God's voice. You want deliverance. You want healing. You want to be a whole. You want to be made whole, complete, and lacking nothing. This is the fast that I chose for you. The fast that I chose for you to bring freedom, to bring healing, and to bring deliverance. Well, praise God. I tell you, we're just so excited tonight. I hope that you are enjoying this word tonight, and that something is being said to encourage you and to encourage your heart. This is Pastor Ken Frierson of the Greater Works Christian Center Church, as we are with you tonight. It's just an abbreviated version of the broadcast on tonight. Like I said, we are in the last week of our fasting, and we are located at 2029 South Elms Road in Swartz Creek, Michigan. And I just wanted to stop by tonight to share this abbreviated word of the Lord with you tonight as I get back to our service on tonight. And what God is just doing is just doing a great thing. And so I just want to pray with you as you may be winding up in your church and your affiliation during this fast, just to share those things with you tonight, to let you know that God is here to deliver you. He's here to set you free. And there may be someone who does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. And I want to tell you that if you do not, I just want you to repeat this after me. If you want to be saved, say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I'm a sinner, and I want to be saved. Jesus, I give my life freely to you. Come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. I believe that you died and that you rose again. And I believe that, Jesus, you are Lord. So I thank you. I accept you, and I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. If you said that with me, welcome to the kingdom of God. The Bible says that heaven rejoices at the saving of one soul. So we are so excited that you have accepted Jesus Christ. Well, this is Pastor Ken Frierson of the Greater Works Christian Center Church in Swartz Creek, Michigan. So excited to bring you the word tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next Tuesday night, remember, Jesus loves you, and we love you too.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken.
Gives
strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, say, my God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
Valley.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Lift your voice.
Forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Come on and lift your voice and say,
somebody's
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.